We saw this story from the American Academy of Pediatrics that said parents should not spank their children. It's the most strongly worded policy statement they have issued yet about the harmful effects of corporal punishment in a home. $67,000 that were recommended. Well, anyway, let's get to our guest, Kathy Taylor, director of the Violence Prevention Institute at Tulane University. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Tell me what this study shows and how it differs from things way back in the day. I see a story here from 1970, or a story of a Fitzhugh Dodson clinical psychologist who said, "It's my pow followed by his wow," demonstrating how he would swat a child's bottom. He says, "I know some books say parents shouldn't spank, but I think it's a mistake that it would clear the air and instead of having the issue go on and on." And the only reason I mention that, Kathy, is how times have changed since then, or have they really?
Yeah, well, like you said, that quote was from the 1970s. And what is different about this statement, and this really isn't a research study, it's a policy statement put out by the American Academy of Pediatrics. It is the first such statement that they've put out in 20 years. And the reason that they felt they needed to put it out is because the research has really changed in the past 20 years. So as you know, we've talked a lot of times, there's growing evidence that at this point, scientists and doctors alike feel like is enough evidence to say, look, there's just no safe amount of hitting children.
So,
and as you said, it's been a longstanding practice. So this is something that for many people, you know, it means a change in how they, you know, they were raised. Most people in this country were hit when they were children. Most people in this country still practice hitting at times. But this is really calling on parents to learn new ways to discipline and educate their kids.
You know, one thing I found interesting in this story is you can't just take spanking away without giving parents something else.
There is no upside to spanking. The evidence is crystal clear that, you know, there might, of course, parents might experience some short-term benefit where they perceive it's useful because the child stops doing what they wanted them to do. But when we follow kids over time, kids end up doing worse in every single indicator over time.
So for people that are listening right now, and I'm going to get to the alternatives that parents have in a second, but I'm getting some texts here from people saying that when we stopped spanking, that's when crime went up on the streets. That's when people began, more incarceration began to happen. I was spanked as a child and I'm well behaved, et cetera. Yeah. They are driving around saying that. What would you say to them?
Yeah, a couple of things. I mean, first of all, a really interesting study just came out just about a month ago that I spoke to you about, where we've actually studied countries that have banned corporal punishment. So we, of course, have not banned corporal punishment. It's legal in this country. But there are countries that have banned corporal punishment. And looking at how those countries do years later, they actually see lower rates of fighting among teenagers in those countries that have banned corporal punishment. The whole idea that there's more aggression or more violence when there's no spanking is completely false. And in fact, the strongest evidence that we have about spanking is that when we follow up kids over time, the kids that are spanked versus those who are not end up being more aggressive.
So
I know that's counter to what people's perceptions is. So to your other point about, you know, well, I was spanked and I turned out fine. Here's what I'd say to that. There's a lot of things that we do differently now, right, that we didn't do decades ago. So, for example, when I was growing up, there were no car seats. I was raised without car seats. I was lucky to be put in a seatbelt. I survived that. I'm fine. I'm okay. But we know now that the safe thing to do for kids is to put them in seatbelts, you know, to use car seats. We can do better because we know what is better and healthier for kids. It's the same thing with hitting them for discipline. We now know better. We know that we have better things we can do that are both not harmful and they are effective.
And that brings us to the next question, which is, if you're going to take spanking out of the metaphorical toolbox that parents have to discipline their children, what are you going to replace it with?
Yeah, and that's really important. So obviously, the the goal of discipline is to teach and guide and educate, right? That's what parents are trying to do. So there's many options. So things like redirecting. So redirecting means helping your child find something else to do for their energy if they're doing something you don't want them to do. A huge important thing to do is positive reinforcement for what they are doing that's good. So instead of paying so much attention to what they're doing wrong, pay attention to what they're doing right and really reinforce that, really praise that, give them positive attention for that, and then you're encouraging that behavior. Another big one is role setting in advance. So there's lots and lots of techniques, and one of the trickiest things is that they vary by age and development of the child. So the best thing I would recommend is for parents to go to the American Academy of Pediatrics website, healthychildren.org, or the CDC's website, Positive Parenting Tips. Both of those places are fantastic places that have age-appropriate discipline techniques that are not harmful for kids.
You know, I was never spanked. My daughter, I always reasoned with her, even from a very early age, like at four, and it always worked. But how is the dynamic different? I only had one daughter. That was it. Still have her, but she's 22 now. But how does the dynamic change if it's boys as opposed to girls, if it's more than one child, if it's several children, and in terms of age, et cetera? How does all of that change the whole equation?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it's going to vary tremendously from family to family. And like you said, the number of kids and the gender of kids. We do know that boys tend to be at higher risk for being hit. You know, they tend to have more energy generally, and so they get hit more often. But they also then, you know, again, you're running the risk of them becoming more aggressive later. You know, I guess the main thing I would say is that when there's more kids, to just be aware that usually that means more stress on the parents. And stress is a huge risk factor for parents using hitting. That should make perfect sense, right? If the parent is stressed out and overwhelmed, then they are at higher risk for hitting their kids. So I think the big take-home message there is, you know, for parents to take care of themselves, to do what they need to do to make sure that they are in a good place to be able to do those healthy, effective discipline techniques and not resort to spanking.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Kathy.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day. Kathy Taylor, Director of the Violence Prevention Institute at Tulane University.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.